Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Crimson Cafe. Let me show you to your seat. KGZMRadio.com.
A Radio Wheel production.
Good morning. I mean, good afternoon, everybody. Listen, I apologize for getting on late. We were having technical difficulties, but it's all good. It's all good. Welcome. I'm Rita's Crimson Cafe. Yes, we're back. And today's topic is games, playing games. We all know about that. We're going to talk about that just a second. So, yeah, we're using that theme, and, you know, because we know that tomorrow is the big game, so we're using that theme today. But before we, y'all, this is going to be a great show coming up for you today, like, so serious, a really good show. We even had someone who was listening to the show last week from North Carolina, and she sent me a question, so we're going to answer her questions, okay? But before we get started, before we go too far, you know, we got to do what we do. Everybody, bow your head and close your eyes, bow and close. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And before we go another further, got to say hello to my mama, Miss Edna Pemberton. That's my mama, y'all. She's been my ride or die ever since day one. Yep. So I want to thank her for being here once and again. My girl, Alicia. Got another friend right here. Her name is Miss Ellen. Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
Yay. And my daughter, my granddaughter, Miss Jazzy.
Hi, Jazzy.
Hi, Jazzy. Yeah. I got my nephew here, the one, the only LJ. What's up, LJ? Yep. And the cameraman doing his thing. Daniel Vigilos, what's up?
Yay!
All right, got my grandson over there, TJ. What's up, Boogaloo? He over there? He's inside. Trust me, you'll hear him later. I promise you that. Okay, so we're talking about games. Okay, then this is the deal. I know now, for those of you who are listening but not watching live, if you're listening and the show cuts off, it's because we've exceeded our time limit. Because, like I said before, we have some technical difficulties logging in, but that's okay. If it cuts off, we'll just start it over again, so you won't miss anything. And so today we have, you know, we're over here, first of all, in a little tea room, so we got to talk about some things right here at the tea table with my girl Jazzy. Jazzy's drinking her tea, too, and eating some little cookies, too. Right there, she's a little kissy. Okay, now, I have an announcement to make before we go on. Yes, my third book has just been published. And it's now out. It is on Amazon.com. And it is $10. It's not a very huge book. It's very thin. It's still $10. Pay up. And it is on Amazon right now. And this is a paperback. And also, I have two other books on paperback. The name is Releasing Your Grudge in 5 Simple Steps. And let me tell you something. Now, if you are affiliated with me, if you're closely affiliated with me, family, friends, no, this book is not specifically about you. Someone already asked me that. You wrote the book about me? No, I did not. I did not write this book about you. But if it applies, if the shoe fits. Now, I will say this. This is called Releasing Your Grudge in 5 Simple Steps. So if you don't want to release your grudge, then don't worry about buying a book. This is for those who no longer want to carry their grudge around. Some people like to have carrying a grudge. That's between you and God. This here is about really, if you want to not have a grudge anymore, but you don't know exactly how to do it, you know, look, this person made me real mad, and, you know, I can't just forget about it like that. What do I do? How do I handle that? Read the book. I promise you it will bless you. You will understand step by step. Like I said, it is 5 simple steps. 5 simple steps, releasing your grudge, and right here it says, let it go so you can grow.
Amen.
Releasing your grudge is not about you letting anybody else off the hook. It's about God being able to use you to grow you. Okay? They may never, okay, act right. But you don't want to be like them, right? You are destined for greatness. God has something great for you to do. But you got to get this out the way. You got to get your grudge out the way. Get your anger, your bitterness, get that out of the way so that God can bless you. You know, if some of you may be out there, you have books that you need to write. Write your books. Forget about that other person. Write your book. Write your song. Write your plays. Go open your business. You know, go be a fashion designer. Go be a hairdresser. Whatever it is, you know, cosmetologist. Whatever it is you're supposed to be doing, you do that. And forget about the person you're supposed to be mad at, that you've been mad at for 2 years. Forget about that. Time is short. And, we've heard that a lot, you know, in this past week due to the untimely death of, you know, the great Kobe Bryant and his daughter and the other seven people that were on that helicopter. Not saying that his death was more important than everybody else's, but it brings things into perspective. That's, again, God is reminding us that we don't know when our time is. And, you know, each time that we see someone's untimely death, that's another reminder that, listen, we don't know when our time might be. And do you really want to die mad at somebody, like somebody you've been mad at for 2 years? After 2 years, whatever it is you was mad about, it's time to let that go. Let it go. And if you want to know how to do that, get the book. Once again, it is available on Amazon.com for $10. And it's also available on Kindle for $3.99. Okay? All right. Now, I also have two other books on there. Those Christians Over There, that's a stage play that we wrote and produced and we performed a couple of years ago. And we also have a book called Blake that's on there. So, and that's from the radio show that I wrote called Radiant. So that's going to be a book series. So I'm very, very excited to see what God has in store for me, to see what else he's doing with me. Now, listen, we say this a lot, and this is in line with the theme of playing games. You know, it's time to stop playing games and do what we have been called to do. We've planned, we've prepared, we've pitched ideas, we've corrected ideas, we have rewritten ideas. Now it's time to jump in there with both feet and get it done. We really, with me, and I'll say this even about myself, we have so many reasons of why we shouldn't do things. And they're legitimate reasons, so to speak. But there are so many more. There's only one good reason why you should do it, because God's called you to do it. And that should be enough. So what if it doesn't work? If it don't work that time, guess what? You can go back and try it a different way and put it back there again. Put every idea, every dream, every vision that God has given you, put it out there. Okay, and if it looks like nobody's listening, so what? Put that there anyway. Somebody told me before at church, she said, if nobody reads your book, don't stop writing. Keep writing. Okay. And I appreciate that. I get a lot of Jackson, what are you doing? She over here dancing to her own music in her own head. What I'm saying is basically, and my mom says this all the time, I won't say it in her exact words. And I'm sure you all have heard this before. Either do something or get off the pot. I'll leave it at that. Okay? So in other words, you know how you say back to the drawing board. Step away from the drawing board, put the pen down. Put the pencil down. Get out there and put it out there. Do what you were supposed to do. Open your business. Go out there, and if you need to get a loan, go ask somebody for a loan. If they say no, go to somebody else. If they say no, go to somebody else. If they say no, go online. Go do something. You know, but now listen, I will say this. You got to be wise when it comes to fulfilling your vision, your dream, whatever God has called you to do. You also have to be wise because you don't want to quit your full-time job to follow your dream, right? Because you have to fund it. You do have to fund it. And then you got to pay your bills while you're following your dream. I mean, who's supposed to pay your phone bill while you're following your dream? You know, your mom ain't going to pay it forever. So, you know, who's going to pay your rent? Eventually, you're going to have to move out. Right. So, but that's not to say that you shouldn't be doing whatever it takes to get to where you need to be. So now, Alicia, I'm going to pass it to you because a couple of weeks ago, we talked about you. You said that you had something new, a new venture you were going into, yes. Which was
selling hair.
Uh huh. And
I'm about to have my own business selling hair, doing hair, and actually braiding other people's hair.
That's outstanding. So now, what have you done since then in the past, I think that was 3 weeks ago. What have you done?
I've actually done my own, as you can see. I colored my hair, and I will be doing somebody else's tomorrow after church.
Very good. So she's taking steps towards doing what she said she was going to do. Right, right.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now that's for everybody else. When God has given you a vision, don't waste a lot of time. I mean, prepare. Absolutely prepare. Plan for it. But don't spend all your time planning. And then when it comes time to, I'm gonna tell you this. When I did my first play, I wrote three stage plays and like a million skits, bunch of songs, and we did them all at church. And my boys kept saying, "Mom, you need to do this." And well, not just my boys, but a lot of people, "You need to do this in the theater." And I've always wanted to do my play in the theater. "You need to do it in the theater." And I kept saying, I will next year." And every year I kept saying, "It's not ready yet. Next year, it's not ready yet." And 2 years ago, I was working somewhere else, and my boys came and got me for lunch. "We're taking you out to lunch." I said, "Where are we going? Don't worry about it." They took me to the African American Museum to sign that contract to do that play in that theater. "You're not backing out." They're like, "You're not backing out this time. Sign the contract." and we did the play, and it was a lot of fun, and it was sold out. And there were some people in the audience. And what got me was that we sold tickets personally and also on Eventbrite. Thank you, Eventbrite. So, and there was someone who bought tickets. It was their mother's 80th birthday. And so they brought their mother to my stage play for her birthday. And then also there was another guy in the audience who, once I started advertising the next play that I'm doing, he was in the audience and he asked to be in the next play. And so these are all blessings that God has in store, and we don't get them because we waste time not doing it. We just waste too much time. And so we're gonna talk a little bit more about that, about not playing games, but getting it done, getting off of it, and getting it done. Ellen, I know you got some things you're working on too.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I am.
Okay, what you working on? Give me a little hint.
Well, right now I'm working on getting my degree, but besides that, I do have ideas that I do feel like I am playing games with. So, yeah, this is all resonating with me.
All right.
So, it's making me feel like I need to get on it. But, yes, I will admit I am playing games.
Hey, we all procrastinate. You heard me. I just admitted mine to everybody. I just admitted mine. Every year I kept saying it's not ready yet. And in my eyes, it wasn't ready yet. And they were like, sign the contract. We're going with what you have right now. And what I had right then and there was what we went with, and, you know, God bless it. Just because, you know, somebody had to push me to take that leap of faith and said, "Let's just go ahead and do it. Stop playing." Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the other room. We're going to go to the other room, y'all, where we got some more people waiting. And we out, y'all, our menu today, we have some nachos. Either beef or chicken nachos. We also have some hot dogs and some chips, and we have pizza. That's right. That's how we're making it happen. Did y'all give my mama something to eat? Huh? Y'all, somebody need to fix my mama a plate. Give her something to eat. And I got my boogaloo over here. Sit up, boogaloo. Let me sit next to you. Let me sit next to him. Your stomach hurts? Okay, go in the room real quick. Go in the room. And lie down for just a little while, okay? See if it get better. There's no telling how much a junkie ate, child. Y'all know how 5-year-olds are. Hey, Jazzy Cake. So, yeah, we're over here in the next room. Over here by my mama, the queen. What's up, Ezra P? Yep, yep, yep. What's up, LJ? LJ, let me ask you this. Yeah, that's my nephew right there, one of the youngest ones. And one of the oldest, my nephews.
Oh.
Because I have Gerard, Jerry. Yeah. I have old ones. But he's one of my youngest ones. So, LJ, what is it that you want to do when you grow up? What is it you want to be? What's your dream?
Anything that has to do with
what?
Anything that has to do with the
culinary. Yes, I love it. I love it. So you okay? So the culinary arts. Okay, are you more drawn towards cooking or baking? Definitely cooking on a stovetop, on top of the stove. Okay. I know some like baking more, some like cooking. That's good. That's good. So, do you want to get into culinary school?
Yes.
Fun.
Good, good.
It's fun.
Hey, so now tell me this. What is one of your favorite dishes to cook? Spaghetti. Your oldest cousin likes spaghetti. Bryce, he likes to make spaghetti too. He does all kind of creations with spaghetti. Sometimes it makes me nervous when Bryce does with spaghetti. Oh, what he wants to do with spaghetti, all the stuff he be trying. Bryce will put every pepper in the house in his spaghetti.
Okay, no,
I'm talking every pepper, black pepper, paprika, red crushed peppers, jalapenos, banana pepper, every pepper in the house. And I have to tell him one day, Bryce, sir, I know you like it hot, but it still got to taste good. but he has pretty much perfected it now, so his spaghetti is really, really good. See, Bryce, I'm giving your props.
Very good, very good.
It's very good. Even my mama liked it.
Okay.
Yeah, your spaghetti is very good. Okay, so now we're talking about stop not playing games. Okay, we gotta stop playing games and just do what it is we need to do. But mama, do you want ketchup on your hot dog?
No.
Okay. And BJ, she likes those chips right there, the plain chips. Yeah, we're just gonna have a little bit of conversations in here. So I need everybody to come on in here and sit. Y'all come on in here. Come on, LJ. Come over here and have a seat. We're going to have some nice little conversation. Jazzy Cake, have a seat. Let's sit, Jazzy, you can sit in that chair up there. Good girl. We're going to have a nice little conversation. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about this. And I know, like I said before, Blog Talk, you're here them say I have like 10 seconds left or something like that. And I'll just log back in. But we are still on live. And if you'd like to call in, let me give you the number to call in too, because I really want to hear what everybody else has. And then, like I said before, someone else listened to the show last week, and she had a question for me to answer, and I'm going to answer her question. Okay? And so, y'all, give me just a second. I'm going to log back in. And I have let's see. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you how to log in and how to call into the show. Give me just a second, because I gotta log back in because I was having some tech.